President-elect Biden is ready to announce two more cabinet nominations this morning. One name is familiar. Biden wants Tom Vilsack, who served as Secretary of Agriculture in the Obama administration, to return to that same job. And he's nominating Congresswoman Marcia Fudge to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. This is interesting. A lot of people had been urging Biden to pick Fudge for the agriculture job instead. Joining me now is NPR's Dan Charles, who covers food and agriculture for us. Hi, Dan.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk about Representative Marcia Fudge. But why were so many people pushing for her to get the ag job?
So there's an interesting thing about the Department of Agriculture. It was set up to help farmers back when farmers were half of the country. And it still does a lot of that. But the country's changed. And the biggest part of the USDA's budget now is nutrition aid. You know, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, right, or school lunches. And Marcia Fudge has been one of the fiercest defenders of those nutrition programs on Capitol Hill. She represents a district that includes much of Cleveland, also Akron, Ohio. She's been on the House Agriculture Committee. She and her supporters felt it was high time for the top USDA job to go to somebody who saw those nutrition programs as the department's big priority.
And not just sort of a change in emphasis, but this would have been a historic break with the past in that job. She's a Black woman, right?
She would have been the first Black woman in that job, only the second woman, period. Also, there's another thing. You know, most agriculture secretaries have been connected somehow to farming or farming areas. She's from a city. Well, you know, in the end, it did not happen, David. Marcia Fudge will now be nominated, apparently, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development instead. And for agriculture, Biden went for somebody much more traditional.
Tom Vilsack, maybe part two, the former governor of Iowa, who'd be coming back into the same job that he served under President Obama.
Right. He was Secretary of Agriculture for all 8 years of the Obama administration, but apparently that was not enough for him.
Once more.
He's a middle-of-the-road figure. People describe him as even-handed, certainly knows the issues. But some of those anti-hunger groups and environmental advocates who supported Fudge really are not happy about the Vilsack choice. It's partly because they wanted that change at USDA, more focus on nutrition, also the environment. But there's another thing. Tom Vilsack, after he left the Obama administration, took a job as CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council, which is an industry group. And his critics say this is kind of a sign of their problem with him. They say he's too cozy with the big companies that represent the status quo in agriculture.
Well, I mean, you cover so much of this in very deep ways. I mean, talk about what policies may or may not change under a Biden administration with Vilsack at the helm of this department.
Vilsack represents continuity in a way, but there are things that people do expect to change. There's been an extraordinary development in the last couple of years during the Trump administration. The Department of Agriculture passed out record-breaking amounts of financial aid to farmers. This year alone, $46 billion in direct government payments. I think that is not going to continue. There's another thing. The USDA may turn into a bit of an environmental agency, play a big role perhaps in climate change. It has some money for this. Rural development programs could help pay for clean energy in rural areas. There are plans to pay farmers for practices on the farm that reduce greenhouse emissions. Could also promote reforestation. The U.S. Forest Service is actually part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and those forests are in the way as the climate heats up.
NPR's Dan Charles covers food and agriculture. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.